Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We would like to welcome you to this, the 1,373rd episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. Hallelujah, God. We want to welcome you also to this special edition of Let's Talk About It. Now, I'm not here by myself this evening. I have some ladies who came to sit down and talk about it with us, and we're going to introduce all of them to you in a minute. I want to let you know that we do want to hear from you this evening also. So if you're listening, the number to call in, if you're listening via live stream, is 319-527-6091. Again, 319-527-6091. And if you would like to join in with our conversation, just simply hit 1 and we will bring you right up in the queue. Amen. Also, if you can, you can send out a text message, an SMS, a DM, however you do what you do, and let your family and friends know we're broadcasting live right now at www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom, and they do not want to miss the conversation this evening, because we're going to do what we always do here, and let's talk about it. We're going to talk about what's going on currently in the world today, especially right here in the United States, from a biblical viewpoint. Now, before we move on any further, we are going to stick with our regular format of the evening. So, as Sister Adrian would always say, we're going to have somebody come and tell the devil he needs to sit down, not tonight. We done with his nonsense. We not having it. So, we're going to ask Mother Maureen if she will come and lead us in the word of prayer before we jump into our topic this evening. Mother Maureen?
Yes, honey. If all minds and hearts are clear, we ask in God today, if we said anything to offend thee, please forgive us. Father God, as this world has turned upside down with ignorance, stupidity, and plain out downright stupid, people of your world, people of America, United States, are tossing and turning, Lord God, because some of us have fallen so far from you. Some of us don't know how to get back, but that's why we have Purpose Kingdom Network, which you have birthed, Lord God, to reach every nation that can hear us on the air. It's time for Satan to stand back, be behind God, because the victory has already been won. So, Father God, as we come to you to pray for the United States in a whole, Lord God, because you know what we need. You know what we really desire. We need peace on earth, Lord God, that only you can do. So all the people that's ignorant, that don't know any better, please touch their hearts in a special way, Lord God, because they're lost and turned out, and they don't know what to do. But that's why you have us to pray for them. Pray for their strength, their help, their peace, because they're the ones that's in torment and they're lost. So, Father God, as we go in the air this evening to spread some knowledge about what's going on in this world, we asking you to direct our path, order our steps as we speak. Remove everybody from out the equation and put more of you in the equation, because we need your love, Lord God, like never before. So we asking you to shower down all your blessings. Shower down all your blessings, Father God, on this world, because we need you, O Lord. In all these prayers I ask in your son's name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, God. Yes, and she couldn't have said it no better. Yeah, we need you. We need more of you, O Lord, especially when we look at everything that is going on all around us. Hallelujah. We need more of you, O Lord. Now, before we jump into our topic for the evening, I would like to introduce the ladies, the women of God who are at the table with me. We have with us this evening the woman who led us to the throne of glory. And you know what? We're going to let go of our titles this evening because we're just going to talk to y'all as women of God. So we're going to have, we have Sister Maureen. Sister Maureen, can you say hello to everyone, please?
Hello, everyone. Hello. We love you.
Amen. And we also have at the table with us this evening Sister Janice. Sister Janice, can you say hello to everyone?
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hello, hello, hello.
Amen. And I myself, I'm just simply Sister Toy, and we are here to discuss with you everything that has been going on with the biblical point of view. So come on, ladies, let's sit down and let's talk about it. So now, I have to admit, when we look at everything that has been going on, I know the world has been looking at the United States of America like crazy. We must look like the new reality show, the new action movie. Like, for what I've been watching going on, think about it. We could call what just went on this week because the young lady lost her life, although, yes, she was there as a part of the riot, and somebody in the from the riot took her life. We could call it murder on Capitol Hill.
Mm-hmm.
We could call it King of the Hill.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We could even call it the hill has collapsed. Why would we say that? Because of
the hill that
of Americans. Say that again. The hill that bleeds.
Mm-hmm.
The hill that bleeds. Yes, the bleeding hill. Because and what happened to cause all of this is that a group of Americans, y'all know them, the Proud Boys and the KKK and the Trump supporters and the white supremacists and all of them, you know, they were
the stand back and stand by.
Right, with the order, stand back and stand by. They were literally sent to the nation's Capitol Hill with the instructions to stop, resist, or fight against what they were told was an illegal election. And, I mean, these people did just that. They literally went and for a few hours took over the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't even have to discuss the fact that had that been people of color, the story would have went a whole totally different way.
Yes, it would have.
We're not even going to go there on that. But when I'm looking at what is really, I guess, boggling my mind with all of this is that as I'm watching all of this go on, these same people are saying, I'm a God-fearing, love my country, American. These same people will say that they love God. We love God, and we love the United States of America. That's how they'll say it. Or they'll say, you know, we believe in Jesus Christ, and we believe. My question to you all is, and I guess I'm at, because they're not even here to really answer the question. So my question for everybody is, where was their God at the other day when they was acting the fool? And the reason I'm saying it like that is because the book of John, I believe it's the 16th chapter, it says that the Holy Spirit will reprove us, that the Holy Spirit will convict us, that the Holy Spirit will keep us, that the Holy Spirit will make us act a certain way, that the Holy Spirit, when we who are true believers in Christ, True believers, you know, true lovers of God, when we go wrong, his spirit will stop us.
Hello.
So, ladies, what y'all think about that? Like, where were these people? How did Tyler Perry say it in, what was that play, when he was talking to the preacher on Madea on the Run? And he was trying to get the preacher to realize that his wife was cheating on him. And he was saying to Pastor, your God not speaking to you? Jesus, Mary, the Holy Ghost, nobody? You telling me that for all these folks that were saying they saved, nobody that was down there that proclaimed they saved, God ain't tell them they ain't had no business doing that nonsense? Women, what y'all think about that? Y'all let me know.
To me, it was more of self. They were thinking of their self as being God, that they can handle it their self without God in the picture at all. They did not ask him for direction. They did not ask him for his approval, because if they did, they would have done it with love. And they didn't have that in them. They don't know how. Hatred don't know how to love.
No, not at all. And my theory to that is they went and went on man, you know, so they trusted and believed in man. So with them trusting and believing in what man are saying, they didn't even think or didn't even have any inclination of God or any inclination of Christ, you know. So they went on, well, okay, Trump said this, you know, that's who I'm praising right now. So they were praising man. They weren't praising God. They weren't bowing down and praying and asking God to give them a vision or give them an understanding, let them know what they should do. You know, they went and done what they've done because they wanted to do it. Just like the pastor, you know, they were sitting there and the pastor was like, we went down there on a peaceful march and all that. But all the time you talking about a peaceful march, you stumbling over everything that you say. Everything that he was saying, that pastor was stumbling over. So you can't tell me God wasn't in there. God was in there.
It wasn't.
Christ wasn't in there at all. But they didn't have no inclinations of putting Christ in there. They done just what they done. They went on man's understanding. Amen.
Amen. I couldn't have said it no better. It's sad that we put that much faith in man, but a lesser amount of faith on God.
Even when
we watch God's word being fulfilled and we see his word coming true. Like, it's funny to me because people will say, well, Troy, you know, you talk all this biblical this and the Bible that. How you know his word is true and how you know? That stuff was written over thousands of years ago, and it's telling what was going to happen now.
That's right.
And yes, there's always been wars and rumors of wars. Jesus told us that. He said, don't let the wars and rumors of wars fool you, because the end is not yet near. So that's not the part we're talking about. We're talking about the sons killing fathers and fathers killing sons, mothers killing daughters, daughters killing mothers, family turning on one another, people telling you that God's word is not true, people trying to convince you that he is not real. Like, he wrote about all of this.
Yes, he did.
And we still want to sit back and act like we don't know that his word is being fulfilled. We don't want to act like, as Sister Shekinah just texted me, that it is all coming to pass, that it's all coming true, that it's all coming to life. We want to just sit back and act like, oh, my goodness, I don't know what's going on. Well, no, I'm sorry. Some of y'all, you might not know what's going on. But for those of us who are true believers in Jesus Christ and has our own personal relationship with God, and we open that Bible and read it for ourselves, we know what's going on because we read the book. And guess what?
That's right.
Here go the funny part. We know how it's going to end.
Amen.
That's why we're not freaking out, because we know exactly how it's going to all end. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But here goes the other part that was getting me. they're talking about, okay, so these people, they go run up into the Capitol. Like, the Capitol don't have cameras. Mm-hmm. Like, the Capitol don't have real good cameras. Like the Capitol don't have cameras hidden in locations and places that you wouldn't even think they would have a camera at.
Mm-hmm.
And then
they were invincible.
Mhm. Then you had the people that felt like, well, can't nobody do nothing to me anyway, so they was just taking selfies of them breaking the law. You know, I call them self-snitches. They snitched on themselves. They were sitting on social media like,
stupid.
Look, here I go. I'm here. But it's mm-hmm. it surprised me for some of the people that were down there. Not like surprised me like, oh, I never would have believed. It just surprised me that you are law enforcement officers and you went to go break the law.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they are
cops. They really believe they're above the law.
When you look at this, and I think, Sister Janice, I'm going to start it with you this time. When you look at, like, they're rounding up on now who they've seen their faces on the video cameras, people are losing their jobs, people are going to jail. But it's amazing to me that nobody has knocked on the president's door yet, and he the one that told them to go do that. And as I watch all of these Republicans jump off of the Trump ship into the water so that they don't go down with Trump, weren't they the ones promoting his nonsense all along?
Yes, they were.
Like,
yes, they were.
Sister Jen, tell us something, sister. I know you got some words of wisdom for the people. Come, give us something.
They're the main ones that was jumping and saying this and Trump this and Trump that and we for Trump because Trump not telling the lies, you know. We know that they messed up the votes and this and that and other. But it's just like how can you say that? It's just like a kid. You got two kids, you know, and one is taking the cookies out of the cookie jar, and the other one is peeping and seeing if mommy or daddy coming, you know. And then mommy and daddy not coming from the way where that one is peeping. They come the opposite way, and they, like, they hear them. But then that one kid jump and run, but still leave the top off the cookie jar and show the crumbs. But that... by the time the parent get there, the kid already meet up with the other kid. And they like, man, hold on, took those cookies out of the cookie jar. And that child done pushed that cookie in the pocket of the other child. And that one was the one that took the cookie. And that one was the lookout. So now I'm getting over here. Oh, mommy, he did it. He did it, mommy. You know, so that's basically like what they're doing. They like, now they opening up the door, telling them what's going on and who's got what and who's doing what, you know. So they done the right thing. I guess they're like, hey, I'm jumping the ship. I'm not going down with him. I'm swimming my way up out of here. Basically, that's what they done. They turncoated on them.
They turn. Yeah. I like this. She said, I heard that phrase in a long time. She said they turncoated on them.
That's what they did.
They left them stranded.
Right there where he was at.
Sister Maureen, when they start looking at accountability, like who do you think they should be holding accountable for the actions of what was done?
The former president himself. The formal, he was just throwing kerosene on everything. Lies and garbage. That's all he was doing, throwing kerosene. But when you get caught doing wrong, you try to fight your way out by any means necessary. And he trying to fight his way out. But what he should have thought about, even when they had the campaign 4 years ago when he cheated, nobody called him on his bull. Nobody called him. He had the Russians cheat for him.
Go ahead. That's right.
But now he wants to cry the little man to cry wolf when they had the biggest election turned out in history. And he still want to say they cheated. People needed a change.
That's right.
And if man got to give them the change, they don't realize it's all in God's master plan. He did his 4 years. He turned it out like he was supposed to. Now it's time to heal. Now
yes.
it's time to
yes.
heal the
yeah.
land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He want to keep throwing kerosene on that old.
That's all he want to do. But in the long run, when it's said and done, they should have handcuffs as soon as he stepped out of the seat.
That's right, son. That's right. Amen. Right
Amen.
There, the handcuffs behind.
He has to be. He has
you.
To be held accountable. He told the people what to do, and they listened. He might not
and
have pulled the
it.
Trigger himself, but he ignited it.
And
he put
right.
the bullets in the
gun. Last time I checked,
gun.
They called it conspiracy.
Yes, what it was.
Last time
and
I checked, the law
offense.
Called it conspiracy.
And a federal
And not
offense.
Only that, because he sent them on federal land.
Property.
It's also considered treason.
Yes, it
That's
is.
That's right.
But he's been doing
because
treason
like,
since he's been in office.
And
oh,
nobody
yeah,
nobody seen
true.
A kid. No, and they didn't see the kid, but it got they're all on camera now because they're all on camera, and now we can see what it is, you know. But if it was a black, if that was the Black Panthers, all of them would have been dead.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know it would have been.
They would have shot them down.
Just like when they
shot
had the peaceful march. They had
That's
weapons
right.
and military
mm-hmm.
on.
That's right.
They had a peaceful
right.
march with
and
no
that,
weapons.
That was peaceful. That one was peaceful. They wasn't even trying to
They called out
the
military.
They just marching to the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
So that,
Not
that,
to tear
that,
it down.
You brought that up.
I
the
think they have it Mr. Scrooge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to cut you off, Pastor. I think they have it Mr.
Okay.
Scrooge because that remember I was talking about the pastor saying we was on a peaceful this and peaceful that and this and that other?
Mm-hmm.
The misconstruing part of it, you saying everything was so peaceful, but why those people was climbing up the Capitol like animals? Or climbing like they were gorillas and apes climbing up the side of the wall. Even a black man wouldn't have done that. What they done.
I mean, if it was so peaceful, why did our elected officials have to be taken into the bunkers for security?
How about that?
Like, even if, say that was someone else, anybody else protested, and they made it into the Capitol. I would have had much more respect if you'd have just stood there and chanted, "This is unfair," or "You stole the election,"
right.
or "Vote no," or "Turn it down," or something. You went in there and you physically assaulted one another. You which is in itself funny to me, but the enemy turned on the enemy. Y'all assaulted guards and things that were in there. Y'all tore up public property. Y'all, and it's funny because nobody's talking about that. Like when they started rioting because of the unjust deaths of unarmed black men at the arms of police officers, and I'm not just going to say black men, people of color at the hands of police officers, and they started rioting and they started tearing up stuff. Every news channel in the world was talking about just for days on end. About
mm-hmm.
how crazy it was. That's all you saw. Once
That's
they
right.
realized that it was only one race of people down there marching on Capitol Hill, rioting on Capitol Hill, breaking into Capitol Hill, how much of that
mm-hmm.
have y'all seen since it happened?
None.
Not much.
And here's the thing. The question that I asked was how many people should be held accountable. In all honesty, all of them should.
Every last one of them.
4 years. If they were sitting in the office of any sort and they were supporting the president when he was doing, because what he did is nothing new. It's just for the
That's
first
right.
time his behavior affected and infected the well-to-do versus
uh-huh.
those who are not necessarily well-to-do. it affected one race and not necessarily the other race.
Right.
For the first time, y'all got bit by the rabid dog that you let loose.
Mm-hmm,
and now y'all all sitting there acting like y'all didn't know you let a rabid dog loose.
But you know what's funny, Pastor Toy? How he turned it on his own people. Called
his wife,
he's weak. He's not the man he thought he should be.
But that's not even
it's just funny now.
He's a liar. He's a liar.
It's not surprising to me, and I'm going to tell you why it's not surprising to me, because he's been doing it since before he became the president.
Yep.
When he was on the reality TV show, he would do the same thing. Talk about people, put people down. If they didn't agree with them, he would say how they were wrong. He would assassinate their character. He would, like, this is nothing new. This is who Donald Trump was. But you know what? The Lord told me to remind y'all of this scripture. It says, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves.
Right.
That's sort of how he was.
That's true.
He kept talking peace, but the whole time he was stirring the pot of hatred. He kept talking unity, but the whole time he was stirring the pot of division. And then it says, you will know them by their fruit. It says, do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. I'm going to read that part again. I'm sorry, I got to. Believers out there, people out there that think they believers, and they really and truly think that, and I hate to say it this way because it sounds like I'm passing a judgment, but I'm not passing a judgment. I'm just showing you God's word. Y'all think that Trump is God's man and Trump is a man of God and this, that, and the other. I'm going to read that too. Verse 17, it says, even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits, you will know them. Now, what that means, by their fruits, you shall know them, they're not talking about what fruit you see lying on the ground. They talking about what fruit you see growing in the tree. Because if it's an apple tree and I got a bushel of pears, I can drop pears all at the bottom of the apple tree. That don't make the tree a pear tree because I dropped pears at the bottom of it. It's still an apple tree.
That's right.
Why am I saying it like that, y'all? Because even Jesus told us, everybody that says, Lord, Lord, will not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
He said people will be turned away on judgment day, and they will be standing there going, but Father, I cast out demons in your name, and I did this, and I did that, and I did all of this in your name. And he was going to say, yeah, you probably did, but guess what? Depart from me, you work of iniquity, because although I did create you, I know you not. I'm saying that
not.
To say, if Jesus told us that there's false prophets out there, he told us in his word to beware of these false prophets. We have to be careful that we do what God's word, that we by their fruits, we judge them. Not by what they say, not by what other people are doing. You can't, the fruits of God is long suffering, it's patience, it's love, it's humility.
Mm-hmm.
Is kindness. Those are the fruits of the Spirit. That's not all of them. That's just naming about five
of
them.
Some of them.
Now, the fruits of the devil, things that God hates, is evilness,
hatred,
perversion,
evil.
Pridefulness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I look at our current president, not the president-elect, the one currently sitting in office, number 45, and I look in his tree, I see hate, I see evil,
mm-hmm.
I see racial, I see pridefulness, I see haughtiness. Has he done some nice things here and there? Yeah, somebody came along and dropped some pears on the ground. But the fruit in his tree, let me know that that tree ain't good. Why is that important this evening?
It is very important.
Go ahead. Why
that's
very important this evening, then I'm going to let you go. It's important because if this pseudo wannabe anti-Christ type situation could fool
mm-hmm.
so many believers, that's why God's
mm-hmm.
word said they would fool the very elect if possible. But go ahead, Reverend Maureen. You were saying it's very important. Go ahead.
That everything you just said was everything. And it's just go back to his ancestors. They were high up in the KKK. He was taught to hate. He was brought up to hate.
Yes.
He'd been hating ever since he was a Donald Trump, building buildings that we were allowed to even live in, just to work in. This was who
mm-hmm.
he was in the beginning. But he had a lot of black
That's
people
right.
fooled, too. But that was his job. He was there doing the
That's
job
right.
that he was sent to do. And that was to destroy
right.
so God can rebuild.
Amen.
Mm.
Amen. That's all he's done.
I like how you said that, because that sort of leads us into our next segment. You said it was to destroy so that God can rebuild. And, again, that leads us into our next segment. But before I go into our next segment, I want to give out the call number again. We are broadcasting live on www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. We would like you to join into this special edition of Let's Talk About It. And we are basically just talking about everything that has been going on over the past few days with a biblical viewpoint. Amen. So now she said that God was just tearing down so that he could rebuild, which brings us to a part of the tear down that we have been watching, which came along with COVID-19. Now, everybody in the world knows COVID-19. Whether you agree with it, don't agree with it, think it's real, don't think it's real, agree with the numbers, don't agree with the numbers. I was holding a conversation today, and the question was put to me that I would like to put to you ladies, because it was a legit question. If the numbers are constantly rising as they have made it, as they're making it appear to have to be going on, I'm sorry, let me say that again so that I can make that plain. If the numbers are still consecutively increasing on a rapid basis as they are reporting to us in different news outlets, if the numbers are spiking because of the Christmas holiday, if the numbers are, they're worried about spikes because of what just went on at the Capitol, if all of this stuff, they're really worried and truly concerned about spikes in numbers, why are we opening up? Why are we pushing to open back up? Is it because it really can be done in a safe manner? Or is it because the God of this world, the almighty dollar, is demanding that we open up and put lives at risk? So, ladies, what do you think? Is it that we can really do this safely and, you know, we're going to
no,
get
we
everybody
can't.
Vaccinated and it's
no, we
safe
can't.
And we can go out here and do it? Or are they pushing to open up the way they are because the God of this world, the almighty
mm-hmm.
dollar, the word of
That's
God
what
calls
it is.
It mammon? Is
That's
calling
what it
the
is.
Shots. Go ahead, Reverend Maureen. I'm going to start with you.
That's what it is. It's about the money. And people being ignorant, not wearing masks. Oh, my kids are out of school too long. We need the bagosh. We need to do this. We need. Oh, my gosh. I've seen so many people, before I even got here, not wearing masks. And it goes even
mm-hmm.
to in my family, my sister. Going to see my aunt that just turned 90-something. I love her. Happy birthday to you, auntie. But I'm not coming to visit you. You had 13 kids,
mm-hmm.
and they got 13 children. They got no, sweetie, and none of them had on masks. People think this thing is a joke until it really hits
mm-hmm.
closer to them. This is real. Masks, the numbers are spiking because of ignorant people. But they
mm-hmm.
want to open it up
mm-hmm.
because of ignorant people. But God's will is going to be done one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to keep bringing out the bad seeds and letting us good seeds, hey, more power, put more power to you. I'm going to keep my mask on and my gloves.
Amen. And so am I. I'm going to keep my mask and my gloves on as well. And yes,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you realize, if you can remember in the beginning, this here thing, it didn't affect black people that bad, remember? It didn't affect
mm-hmm.
us. That's what they were saying. Oh, don't worry about it because the black people is not affecting them, you know. Then you turn around
mm-hmm.
not even a whole week later, a multitude of black people were in the hospital dying because they had this here COVID-19. You know,
I call it the COVID plague.
Yeah, so basically they opened a door for us to trust and believe. So we as black people, you know, I'm not even going to go on there. I mean, just our culture, you know, we listen to certain things because we want to be part of that world. We want our world to be opened back up. So instead of us protecting ourselves, you know, we just went ahead and we took off our masks. We walked without our masks. We took off our gloves, you know, because they made it like we were invincible to this here thing,
mm-hmm.
you know. Now they got it, you know, it's in the kids. The kids is carrying it, you
yes.
know. So now they're getting people afraid of the kids, you know. I took it and drank behind my grandson, which is 2.5 years old, you know. But I know for a fact
mm-hmm.
you can't eat behind no little kids. You know, and I got sick
right.
as a dog. Do you know I was in here like petrified? Oh, Lord, please don't let me have this, you know. But I changed my whole mindset and my whole attitude, and I just prayed, you know, Lord, you said you'll let nothing come up on me, no plague or nothing will come up on me. And I prayed and I prayed that prayer, you know. I lost my
mm-hmm.
Smell for a little bit, but I quarantined myself for 14 days. And the 14 days
mm-hmm.
that I quarantined myself, they didn't know I was any sick as a dog, couldn't smell nothing. They was cooking down there, you know, but I had my taste, you know. I didn't have all those symptoms that they had, but I remembered that my allergies always took away my smell, you know, but you still have to remember to quarantine yourself. You know, don't get out there and be like a lot of the other folks out there, you know. Obey the law of the land. You know, the Bible says, obey the law of the land. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
She said, obey the law of the land. It's funny because basically we're all in agreement. And I even got a text when I asked the question where they said that it's the economy. It's not because it can be done safely. It's the economy. They're saying that the economy is the reason that they are rushing to get us back opened up, which brings us back to it's all about the God of this world. It's about the God of this society. And I'm not talking about the one true living God, because the truth of
mm-hmm.
the matter is the God of this world is money. That I mean, we know that,
yes.
you know, the prince of this world is Lucifer. We know that. But we're talking
mm-hmm.
about the money aspect of it. You know, even on the money, it says, in God we trust. It's telling you
yes.
what it's calling it. Right there. And it's funny because in Matthew 6:24, Jesus is talking and he's saying no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. And the name for that, for demon of money, is actually has a name. It's called Mammon, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. If I'm not, forgive me. You can look it up. I believe the spelling is Mammon. Some cultures it's Manona. But you can look it up. And
mm-hmm.
it's where you literally make money your God.
if money says it has to flow, you make sure that the money flows. If money says it has to be spent, you make sure that it's being spent. You're not content unless you have a certain amount of it on you at all times. You make it your God. And that's what's really controlling us right now. And when I say controlling us, I don't mean believers in Christ. I mean the society. They are willing to allow us to die so that they can get rich. We'll still die poor.
Right.
But unfortunately, we're going to die in it as sinners. Because as Mother Janet said, as Reverend Maureen said, both ladies said the same thing. And I know, I'm sorry, I said we weren't going to use titles. But both said the same thing. And that was that we have to obey the laws of the land. The laws of the land says to stay safe, wear the mask. If you can wear mask and glove, wear mask and glove. Wash your hands, sanitize your hands, sanitize and disinfect the different locations in the different places. And then we have to remember that God's word tells us it's better to be obedient than to make sacrifice. Why you got to sit there and fast and pray, Lord, heal me, heal me, heal me, when you can just be obedient.
That's right.
Hallelujah, God. We got one more topic that we want to quickly talk about. And before we talk about it, though, it's time for us to do what is really the reason we're here, and that is the call of salvation. Like every night when we come on, we're not always doing a Bible study. It's not always someone preaching. Some nights it's just social consciousness as far as what's going on in your community, in your neighborhood, in your country. Some nights it's just people talking, but everything we do comes back to a biblical foundation, to a trust in the Lord, to a trust in God, to learning how to walk in a personal relationship with Him through the gift that He gave, the door that He opened, the way, the truth, and the light that He made, which was His. So right now, Janice is going to come to us. She is going to give us the call of salvation. After she gives the call of salvation, I'm going to come back on with quick announcements, and then we will be moving from there. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. I just want to say it like this, as simple as it can be. God tells us that He's the way, the truth, and the life, And we go through our ups and we go through our downs, And sometimes we feel as though we don't have nowhere to go. We don't know nowhere to turn, But if you know Jesus, then you go to Jesus and you ask Jesus for forgiveness. You ask Jesus to help you to make it through this day or whatever you're going through. Sometimes we think that we doing the right thing and we think that this is the right thing. But I just want you all to know that there is a God and there is a higher power. And we have to go to our higher power and ask for forgiveness, So if you are a sinner or if you think that there's nothing and no one out there for you, you just come and give your life to Jesus. You ask the Lord, you ask Him, Lord, I know that I am a sinner. I'm coming to you asking you for forgiveness, asking you to help me change my life around, asking you, Lord, to give me a peace of mind. And if you went to God and you asked Him for it, and you ask these things of Him, and you know that you want to be saved, you just hold your hands up high, Say, Lord, I give my life to you. I surrender, Lord. I give my life to you. Well, I want to be a child of God. So once you said that, then you are saved. Once you accept Him into your life as His personal Savior and believe that He sent His Son Jesus down the cross for your sins, you are saved. You accept God and you accept Jesus as your personal Savior. And once you do those things, you can go to a friend. Go tell somebody. Go to a friend, go to a brother, a sister, you know, go to somebody that you know you can tell. Say, I'm saved. I'm saved. And once you do those things, you're saved. So I just want you to know that we do have, if you don't have a church to go to, find yourself a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching church. But here at Purpose Kingdom, we have walls right here at Purpose Kingdom. And you can dial that number, you can call us, and we'll talk to you. But right now, I'm going to turn this back over to Pastor Toy. Amen. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. As she said, you can join us right here at Purpose Kingdom Network. We are here at www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We are here every night that God allows us to be here. Amen. We also have coming this year PK Worship Center. Please follow us on our social media pages. You'll be able to learn more about that. You can follow us, tomorrow evening. Please join us tomorrow evening at 8:30 p.m., I believe is the correct time. You can check again tomorrow on our social media pages. We will be broadcasting Iron Sharpens Iron with Iron Sharpens Iron and the host, Evangelist Mary Scott. You do not want to miss that anointed woman of God right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn. We're at Purpose Kingdom. On Instagram and Twitter, we are Purpose. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to pray with you, and to pray for you. We bless and praise God for each and every one of our listening audience this evening. Ladies, we're going to jump right back into it. We have one more section that we wanted to cover about things that are going on around us, and that is what we see taking place, and that is the great falling away. The great falling away. You know, when I look at what's going on all around us, just all around us, everyone. No, I can't say it that way. I'm not going to say everyone because they are saints who are standing true. But a lot of people are running and turning or blending and confusing God's word to fit whatever their situation is. Like we've gotten to a place where instead of me correcting in me what God's word tells me I need to allow him to change in me, I'd rather trickle off to someone that can tickle my ear to make me feel better about me so that I don't have to change me, or I'll go to a different Second Timothy 4:3, time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desire, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. That's the NIV version. It basically says exactly what I was trying to summarize. There has become a great falling away from the faith. And I'm not even going to say from the church as far as the building, but I am going to say from the church, the body of Christ. What do you say at a time such as this to encourage people to hold on versus running to the tickling of their ear?
My thing is, you gotta look, and you know, cause God give you a understanding, you know, and we have understanding of what's right and what's wrong. So, and
Mm-hmm.
Order for us not to run to that tickling of the ear. We have to stay fast and go on right then and there. Myself, I would go, instead of me listening to somebody tell me da-da-da-da-da-da, and I know I've seen it and I heard it in a different way, I'm going to right then and there. I'm going to go on my own understanding at that moment. But then I'm going to come back and I'm going to read my Bible. When I read my Bible,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to find somebody. I'm going to get a group of people, or like a minister, you know, to give me, you know, to show me some type of understanding, you know. But we have that
mm-hmm.
feeling. We know what's right and what's wrong. You know, so my whole thing is I'm going to pray and I'm going to ask God to give me the wisdom and the knowledge and understanding. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Or Maureen.
I would just ask them. What? I would just simply ask them questions. Like, for instance, I've been going through a lot, but I know there is a God because he brought me so far. And if he brought us in
yeah.
this time in 2021, that means he has another plan for us. And I would ask him to hold on a little while longer. Like my husband said, reach beyond the break. Let's activate that faith, take it into another level.
Yeah.
And when you feel weak, call a sister or brother that they can witness to each other, encourage each other, pat each other on the back. This too shall pass. This too shall get better.
Yes.
You might have lost your job today, making 10 something an hour, but when we get back to the way we're supposed to be, you might be at 15. So just hold on a little while longer and reach beyond the break, because these bright days are coming. It's coming. And this is just a test for a testimony tomorrow. Don't let go.
Yes.
Don't let go.
Hallelujah. I like that. I'm going to have to come back and listen to the archive. I need to write that one down and cut it and just
Amen.
Post it up on social media. Amen. Don't, she said,
don't let go.
There is a break.
Don't let go.
Coming.
Because like
Hallelujah.
I was telling Pastor Toy yesterday, it's like, when you don't know something, and you, I won't say you're a little slow, but when you tell somebody your needs and your wants and they give you what they want you to have, it messes with your mind. And I was telling Pastor Toy that I gave a moving company, I told them I wanted a 26-foot truck. They put me in a rinky-dinky, told me I can only have a certain amount, and I said, no, I'm paying for a full truck. They basically took my stuff hostage and told me the bill is $6,000. But I'm reaching beyond that break because, like my sister said, the walls of Jericho is tumbling down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's not going to bring me this far to say, okay, baby, you're on your own. No, boo, you told me to reach beyond the break. So
mm-hmm.
I'm reaching to good rope, and I'm going to hold on until you bless me.
Amen.
Yes, God. Amen. I like, you know what? I'm glad she went back to that. Thank you, Lord, because that's what we need to realize as we close out all of our discussion. Although we talked about everything that's going on and we explained God's word to you in it as best we could through our understanding and the unction and the assistance of the Holy Spirit. Spirit, hallelujah. God, what God has told me to tell you this evening is basically what Reverend Maureen just said. Don't give up. You are in your promised land.
Yes, God.
You right there. You in your promised land.
Yeah,
America, right this second.
Yes, God.
Some people are going around, they going, oh, because y'all think y'all in the promised land now because Trump is out of office. Now let's see what's going to happen. Just because there's the possibility of what it look like, I got to remember that I don't walk based on what it look like. If I walk based on what it look like, I'd have failed when Trump got into office.
Yes,
I don't walk by sight.
Yes.
I walk by faith.
By faith. Amen.
I walk by the evidence of things that are hoped for.
Hopeful.
And the substance of things that are not yet seen. I walk by faith.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah, God. Like, I can't do it that way. I got to walk it in faith. I can't get stuck on what it looks like. So I know right now they have marred it. As we, you know, they're calling it the promised land because the Trump administration is coming to an end. Well, guess what? I'm going to use this scenario. We're going to keep with the promised land. The first thing that the Israelites had to do when they walked into the promised land, they didn't walk into free country. The first place they ran into was what was considered the biggest and the greatest city in sport of the Canaan, and that was Jericho. And what did they have to do? Don't be like the children of Israel when they first came. Because remember, they made it to the promised land twice. But the first time they got to the promised land when Moses sent the people over to spy out the land, they came back and said, "Uh-uh, we can't even handle that, Doc. That stuff is too good, too big, too whatever. We ain't built like that." And two little young boys came back and said, "Excuse me, God said we can have it. Then it's ours for the taking. Let's go get it." That's why they spent 40 years in the wilderness. It wasn't because they got lost along the way. It's because when they first showed up, they told God they couldn't have what he said they could have. Why is that important? I have never seen more saints of God come together in prayer than I have over the past 4 years.
Amen.
God's people who are called by his name have been humbling themselves in prayer, turning from their wicked ways, seeking his face. He's been forgiving our sins. He's been keeping us. He's been providing us. And now he's ready to give us the promise of healing our land. And we want to sit there and act like we can't obsess it and possess it because we think it's too big. The devil is a liar. You better say like Caleb and Joshua.
Yes,
if God said we can have it, it's ours for the taking.
It's ours for the taking.
Walk into this thing.
Is it easy?
No. Do it mean we're going to have to fight some battles? Yes. We just went through 4 years of building up of this. So is it going to take time to repair what has been broken?
Yes.
But it can be done
through
Christ Jesus.
Amen.
In faith, it can be done. We can heal from it.
At this point, we
do something called take it back right before we end. That's what I want to take back tonight, ladies. I want to take back our country.
Yes.
No, not the white man's country. My country. I was born here. I was born and bred here.
That's right.
Yes, I can trace my ancestors back to the to Africa, to the land of Cameroon. Yeah, we can trace our ancestry back there. But for the past 5, 6, probably 10 generations, we was born here, bred here. So I want my country back. I want it to be the country that really stands for freedom. I want it to become the country that y'all write about on paper because y'all ain't lived up to it yet.
We the people.
I want we the people to mean exactly that, we, no matter what our color, no matter what our race, no matter what our sexual preference, no matter what our gender, no matter what our economic situation. And we can get it if we just continue to call on Jesus. Ladies, is there anything y'all want to take back this evening?
I want to take back the stance, to stand up. Stand up for one another.
Yes.
Stand up for each other. Like back in the day when we were younger, our parents stood up. Our parents stood up for us and made sure that we had what we needed, you know. And even when they were doing the gang war times and shooting and killing up each other, them young men went to them women and told them women to go in the house with you and the children because we get ready to have a gang war, a shootout out here. So that's what I want to take back. I want to take back our stance and what our children and what our neighbors meant to us. Take it back. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Reverend Maureen, you got something you want to take back?
Child power.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
The only man that got the power is the Almighty God.
Amen.
And that's it. Money's not power. The more money you make, the worse things can be. So just
amen.
Give God his power
amen.
Back. Let him
amen.
Rule the country the
amen.
Way he see fit. Let him heal the land the way he see fit. Get your
amen.
Hands off and let God do it what he need to do.
Amen. 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 Ladies, thank you for joining in with us this evening. To each and every one of you, we say thank you for joining in with us this evening. Talk about it. We'll be back on its regular scheduled time, which is in 2 weeks on Monday, which will be in 2 weeks on Monday, God's will, if he sees fit to allow us to get here. If not, then rejoice, because that means we are in his presence, for we know to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, everyone, for joining in with us. We love you. God bless you.
We love you.
Good night.
Jesus bless.
Amen.
He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me. I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.